A major renovation project has been completed at one of the most historically significant and heavily used public buildings in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts. The $4 million project at the Central Library on State Street included replacing the entire flat roof and gutter system and substituting the crumbling terracotta cornices and lion head ornaments with molded plaster. The front marble stairs were reconstructed, and in the rear of the building, a new access ramp was put in. All the work has resulted in the building becoming more accessible and safe for library patrons and protecting its collections from any possible damage, according to Molly Fogarty, director of the Springfield City Library.
This library has been a center of learning, opportunity, and community engagement for the city of Springfield.
The Central Library was built in 1912. It's one of roughly 1,700 libraries across the United States, built with the help of donations from the industrialist Andrew Carnegie. The Springfield Library was put on the National Register of Historic Places in 1974. It had been showing its age. Water was leaking inside the building. The rear entrance stairs and ramp had been condemned. The front stairs wobbled. Netting had to be put up to prevent chunks of terracotta from falling to the ground. The project took more than 2 years to complete, about a year longer than initially estimated because of the age of the building and the intricacy of some of the work, according to Peter Garvey, the city's director of construction.
Everything was custom made, had it fit into a classic building. I mean, if you asked to build this today, it would never, ever get built. There's not enough money in the world to build this.
The library remained open during the construction.
We were determined to stay open during the entire project, so we had to keep moving things around. And there were some times that it did disrupt. While the building was open, the front entrance was closed for a while, the back entrance was closed. So we saw some drops in visitors as a result of that, but we're picking up since we opened all the entrances. And the public is in here. We get over 400,000 visitors here on an annual basis.
Fogarty said the project also added a new amenity, an outdoor plaza that's shared with the Springfield Museums.
We've talked about doing some outdoor concerts, story hours. The public enjoys that we have benches, we have landscaping, and free Wi-Fi. So when the building is closed, people can sit out on the benches and use our Wi-Fi.
Aside from a $100,000 grant from the Massachusetts Cultural Council and a $75,000 donation from the museums, city funds paid for all the work, according to Mayor Dominic Sarno.
So we have to make sure that we continue to keep the upkeep, and the $4 million was very, very well spent.
This is not the last major renovation project needed at the Central Library. Officials say the windows need to be replaced and the heating system upgraded. Also, the building is not air-conditioned. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.